We have, you know, a lot of and a great number of people in the Irish community who indeed are doing great work, tremendous work, and we're going to extend today's program. I don't know, for as long as it takes, because in addition to you know, the Mehel, in addition to my next guest from the Irish Repertory Theatre, there's another organization in town that indeed has been called to the fore. The organization is called Solace, and it is a group here of professionals who, you know, are giving help in an area that we're reluctant to ever bring up. They run a suicide prevention organization, and we'd be hearing more from them. But in the meantime, friends, this is the Flannelly Show, and for more than 30 years, we are proud, indeed, I'm very proud, of our guests, the founders of the Irish Repertory Theatre, Kieran O'Reilly, Charlotte Moore, founders of the Irish Repertory Theatre in New York. Both of you, indeed, are very welcome. How are you doing?
Very well, Adrian. How are you doing?
I'm lying low, actually.
I think we are too.
Yeah. Okay. Just to be sure, you know, when the cupboard is bare, you know, I send Anya out there to test the, you know, neighborhood and see how things are doing. And then, you know, being the nice fellow that I am, I stay away from her when she comes back with loaded down with groceries. But anyway, listen, there are many stories, and we are all in the same, as we say in Ireland, in the chochron. You're both welcome, and no more than ourselves, or perhaps most of America and now Ireland. We didn't get much notice when the coronavirus came, and, you know, theatres, any place where people gathered, were told to shut down. And now, what kind of impact did that have, say, on you, on actors, on the Irish Repertory Theatre? What was the initial knee-jerk reaction to the edict?
Well, I mean, the first thing, I mean, we were in mid-flight when we were told, you know, we need to land immediately. We had two shows running at the time, and we were in rehearsals for two more. And so the immediate part of it was sending everybody home, sending our staff home. The immediate part was trying to, you know, set up remote working conditions, you know, for people to continue on being in communication with each other and being able to work on, you know, what we laughingly call plans for the future.
Yeah.
Now we laughingly call them.
But you know, we at that time, and it's amazing. We're already talking historically of what this pandemic is, because even though we're only 4 weeks into it, though it feels an eternity.
Yeah.
But you know, we didn't know if we were going to be back by mid-April, you know, whether we were going to be back by mid-May. And God knows who would ever think that we would go on as long as June, but at the moment now it feels like it's.
I don't know, but I think we might all be in agreement that this might be a good time to take one day at a time, because the predictions and the contradictions of that we're hearing and seeing and watching, I think it would be fair enough to say that simply we don't know. All we know is that for the moment, we have to reinvent ourselves, readjust to the reality, which brings me to, what are you guys doing down in the Irish Repertory Theatre to bridge the gap here?
Oh, we're doing a lot. We're doing a lot, Adrian. Much to my amazement, surprise, and pride, our staff is working all day, every day. I mean, thinking up wonderful stuff to produce and do, and they amaze me and scare me. I'm scared of them because I don't quite understand sometimes what they're doing. Kieran?
Yeah. Well, there's a number of a number of different initiatives that have been the first one that was the most immediate one was called The Show Must Go Online, and it was some of our wonderful artists who have performed with us over the years got on their devices and recorded poems and pieces of from plays and songs and you know, wonderful stuff that they've done. And each day we release one on different social platforms and from our website. And that's and that was a really nice connection with our audiences and with our people. And that's been expanded into the next one, which is called Meet the Makers, which is an initiative to actually have a more in-depth exploration of with people who make it all happen, who make the theatre thing happen. And it began with the interview with myself and Miss Thor, where we disagreed with each other on just about everything.
It was a very interesting interview, Adrian. You would have loved it. It would have been one of your favorites. We agreed on nothing.
What I'd like to say about it, Adrian, is that Charlotte learns a lot from the interview.
Why are we even going there? I mean, Kieran, I just want to mention, you know, that you being from Cavan and perhaps sturdier than some more of us, you know, there comes a time when digging in your heels, you know, becomes
redundant.
Impossible. redundant, you know. But you wobble, and then, you know, fellas like myself, inadvertently, you know, continue to think that we, you know, have... you know, that we're king of the heap, and then you find out that, you know, it takes all your time to hold your own, never mind being king of the thing, you know. And in our business here, the last thing you need is for somebody to pull the chair out of you. By the way, Anya sends you her best wishes for Easter, and we'll kind of leave it at that. But Kieran, you stand up there and you stand up for the rest of us.
I'm with Anya on this one. Where is she?
Thanks for the interview. But let me tell you though what this other thing is that of the Meet the Makers outside of our interview is coming up on Monday. Monday happens to be the birthday of Samuel Beckett, and to commemorate this event, Bill Irwin, the great Bill Irwin, is doing a piece where he's talking all things Beckett, and it's a real treat, this piece, because he really gets into it, and he does some of his wonderful clown tricks, all coming up, premiering on Monday. And on Thursday, we're having a patron night, a virtual patron night at the Irish Repertory Theatre, except you do it from your home. And it's on Lady Gregory. And we have we have the wonderful James Pethica, who was the curator of the New York Public Library exhibit to Lady Gregory that had just opened before the axe fell. And he'll be on with Una Clancy, who played Lady Gregory. And there's an interview that was done that will be premiered that people can watch, and then questions from the pair of them.
That's they're going to be interviewed by Kieran, who directed that piece.
The interview is done, and I'll be on it with that. So that's coming up, and then there's several other ones that are, you know, real fun ones. There's ones about stage managers. You know, nobody ever celebrates, but this actually happens to be the year of the stage manager. So to honor that, we've got four of our long-term stage managers are getting together to discuss what they do. So you get to meet the people. We'll have designers coming up. And okay, I'll stop now, Adrian. I'm blessed.
But that's right, Kieran. And remember, it's called Meet the Makers, and the makers being the people who make the productions, who really make the plays, who make the business.
Yeah. And you know, theater, you know, is the product of, you know, of invention, of preservation. But at the best of times, it takes a tremendous amount of creativity. And many times I think, you know, we barely, you know, appreciate or even know how those in theater, how they get involved and the level of commitment that it takes. You know.
You're absolutely right, Adrian. It's a chance to go behind the scenes and see what really happens and see who those people are who make it happen.
Yeah, okay. I would hope that neither of you shy away from, you know, what has been a mystery is that after some 30 years, you both seem to be without, you know, scars from each other.
Well, we're still speaking, or is it yelling?
Yeah. Listen, it's the Irish Rep, irishrep.org, and friends, a great place to go as all of us try. Yeah, why don't we say we try to keep it going, whatever we're
doing. Will I mention, Adrian, can I mention that you were there on day one? You were there on day one, supporting us from day one till now, 32 years.
Yeah, well, I have to say, you know, in fairness and in this season of full confession and disclosure, I was the one who said, you know, you two are as crazy as Martin. Okay. But it's been and will continue to be indeed a great experience as we continue. And we'll get our way through this one and come out on the other side. Thanks to both of you. And again, Irish Repertory Theatre, irishrep.org. Thank you. Thank you
very much, Adrian. Thank you,
Adrian. See you soon.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Indeed.
Bye.
Bye-bye.